Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I'm Johnny.
Whoa! And this is Anime Casuals. This is going to be our casual discussion. We're going to try a shorter form of this, talk about the anime Buddy Daddies. We're going to be talking about the first six episodes because it's not all out yet. So we're going to kind of give impressions, kind of how we feel. And I think the most important thing we could talk about right now, besides telling you what it's actually about, is why this is different than Spy Family. So first of all, in like two brief sentences, this is about two hitmen, two daddies, two adorable hot daddies. Now, two hitmen who basically adopt a daughter and then learn how to take care of her while still doing their job. That's essentially what Buddy Daddies is. I think it's like Kazuki and Rui.
Ray.
And then Miri is the daughter. And that's, you know, if I had a credit list for this anime, that's all that mattered. There's also another guy who's like Ryo. I think what they call him by short, Ryu, who's the guy that works at the bar. Who's like,
oh, Q.
Q.
It's funny that they call him Q.
This is great that you remember everything. We had a failed recording before this. So, let's talk about why you should still watch this, even though you watch Spy Family, or why you should watch both. I think you had a, I don't know if you remember it, but I think you have a really, you had a really great reason why you should watch it.
I don't know if I can say it verbatim, unfortunately, but, I feel like the biggest difference between these two anime, they're both, really awesome in their own right. I feel like the difference in what you're watching is one is about, or at least it started out to me, a guy, a spy who needs to kind of learn to take it slower, kind of learn the value of family and, you know, appreciate more smaller things kind of thing. Even though he's getting all of that and more with, you know, a daughter that can read minds and just wants to be a spy. So it doesn't look like he's going to be calming down anytime soon with that. But I guess that's the difference. It's from one person's point of view and the wholesomeness he's trying to create there versus we have Kazuki and Rei, who work together pretty well. They're both spies, but they do have their own baggage and their own issues.
Yeah.
And that kind of comes to light here and there and little flashes, and, you know, it kind of makes it interesting to watch. But it's more what this little girl is, it's bringing out the best of them, I guess. So they kind of create a complete wholesomeness in their own right.
Yeah.
Like, I guess Spy Family can definitely go a few more seasons and expand on their family thing, but Buddy Daddies, I could see if it's only going to be like a one season anime, I'd be like, that's cool.
It doesn't need to be more. Yeah. Out. Yeah, exactly.
So
also found out today that it's just an anime. It has no source material, which I actually think suits it really well. And maybe its source material was like the amount of spy stuff that's out there. Maybe they were inspired by something, but for having no source material, it's very, like, very interesting that it's so wholesome and very much like the first few episodes are much more about like their hitman lifestyle. And then we slowly shift back to like, it's all about their family dynamic, which Spy Family is all about, you know, all three of them doing their own thing and then balancing the family.
They're all growing as people.
Exactly. This is they only grow together. Because I think you see the character development, like the character depth is extreme. And I think you see the character developing on each of them, but it's not really like leaps and bounds. It's like they're taking their natural course of what would happen. Like Rei being the dark one and kind of brooding comes out of his shell a little bit and cares about the family. Kazuki, who's kind of constantly thinking about his past and like mistakes he's made, like comes back out and goes like, hey, now I have a chance to start over. Miri is four. She's not lived a long life. And therefore is just growing as a four-year-old. She's not really like, she's not having any crazy character development.
Yeah. She's a mess.
Yeah. She is. She's a delightful little girl. And already from like by episode four or something, there's like one of my favorite episodes that I saw on TikTok. That was all about Miri going to daycare. And, dude, those daycare episodes, they start to build up. There's a lot of which I'm okay with. Like, watching her interact with the other kids and watching her grow as, like, just a child, I'm a teacher, so, you know, it kind of, like, itches, like, something inside me where I'm like, oh, it's so cute. I love watching people grow. And there's nobody grows faster than a child. And watching how Kazuki is like, oh, we got to dress to impress. We got to show everybody at this daycare that we're, like, upstanding people because it took them a long time to apply for this daycare. And the biggest issue this entire episode was no kid would want to hang out with Miri. And we find out it's because her clothes are too fancy. The other kids were like, hey, we don't want – you shouldn't get your clothes dirty. Probably because they've been told that. Mm-hmm. So she goes up and buys casual clothes, and suddenly she's having a great time. And all of that is character development for Kazuki, for Miri, and then for Rei, who's hearing it on the side. And that aspect of the show, I think, is really what calls to me. And I think that's why I gave it a chance, because of how adorable it was. Not because in the first episode, Miri gets her, like, her dad gets shot, like, right next to her. Not that she sees that.
Well, not that she knows, if anything.
Yeah, that her dad is dead. But more the fact that immediately she was like, ooh, a cake! And I'm gonna go eat that cake! And everything about her was just cute and adorable. While Anya is more like a human.
She's a bit advanced for her age. Yes. Which, I mean, I have a weird issue with that sometimes.
All like the telepathy. Yes.
These kids are too smart. Mm-hmm. And that's my thing with Anya. She's just too smart, trying to do too many things. Of course, she can read minds. She loves being a spy. I mean, yep. What do you expect? I mean, of course it's got to be, you know, she's crazy and knows what to do. But I don't know. I mean, I guess that's kind of the, what was her name? Riri?
Miri.
Miri is very much the opposite.
Yeah. She's four.
It's just very a whirlwind of disaster. I mean, she jumps into the kitchen and she's always like, up, up. And, you know, I want to go up on the kitchen, and she just knocks everything over. I don't know how she grabs so many things. Oh, my goodness. So it's just, yeah, it's all fun.
That whole series of events made me literally insane. I would not say, like, the animation is over the top great, but it's just good.
No, it's just solid.
Yeah, they have a little bit of fight choreography in there that looks good. I don't remember if this was in the 6th episodes, but there's like a little bit of Rei backstory, a little bit of Kazuki backstory that I think is very important, but not like too overdramatic. So I would definitely say go give Buddy Daddies a shot because it's rather, it hits you right in the heart. And I think, especially with like the Oscars that just happened where like, Brendan Fraser and everybody from Everything Everywhere All at Once just won Oscars. Like, it's a feel-good year. It's like a heartwarming kind of year, and I think Buddy Daddies really hammers that in. Any other words you would like to add?
I don't think so. I mean, having seen only half of it, I do hope there's a bit more spy stuff, because mm-hmm. that it kind of goes heavy in the first and then drops off a little bit and getting more feelsy. But, I mean, it's still a good show.
Yeah. So, go check it out. Let us know how you like it. Drop some comments, like, review, all that good stuff. If you need to contact us, you can contact us at animecasuals, R-E-A-L, real, at gmail.com. And as always, keep
it
casual.